Hello and welcome to This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts. I'm your host, George Preston. Inaugurated in 2007, the NCPA is located in the heart of Beijing, adjacent to the Great Hall of the People and Tiananmen Square. Consisting of four main art venues, including an opera house, a concert hall, a theater, and a multifunctional theater, the NCPA is an international platform for the fine arts from China and the world. On our program this week, we have invited the guest artist performing with the NCPA Orchestra, pianist Lang Lang. He will be featured in Beethoven's Emperor Piano Concerto. We will also hear Chinese composer Zhao Jiping's Concerto for Violin and Orchestra No. 1, as well as Brahms's choral and orchestral work Schicksalslied, or Song of Destiny. We'll begin with a work by Russian composer Alexander Glazunov, his Concert Waltz No. 1. It features a guest orchestra at the NCPA, the National Ballet of China Symphony Orchestra, under conductor Zhang Yi. Glazunov's work opens with bell-like notes, giving the waltz dancers time to take their places just before the first theme begins. The colorful orchestration is an early example of Glazunov's command over the orchestra. Written in 1894, this is one of two concert waltzes he wrote based on the Viennese model of the waltz, which strings together several musical themes and characters. Zhang Yi leads the National Ballet of China Symphony Orchestra in Alexander Glazunov's Concert Waltz No. 1 in D major.
Thank you.
Alexander Glazunov's Concert Waltz No. 1 in D major. You heard the National Ballet of China Symphony Orchestra conducted by Zhang Yi, recorded at China's National Center for the Performing Arts. I'm George Preston, and you're listening to This Week from the NCPA. Still to come, pianist Lang Lang performing Beethoven's Emperor Piano Concerto and Brahms' beautiful choral and orchestral Song of Destiny. Before we get to more music, let's hear from Lang Lang discussing the growth of musical education in China and how music has the ability to connect young people throughout the world.
In China, we have a huge population to learn instrument. Just piano itself, we have 50 million kids learning the piano. And I think it's not only Western classical music, but also music in general, Chinese music, world music, pop music, obviously, and also education for Chinese parents are so much in their heart, and they really want their kid to have a good education. And somehow, you know, you think about a great education, you have to learn music, and you have to learn music from different part of the world. And obviously, Western classical music plays a big role when you like to be closer to the world. You have to know different cultures, and this is a perfect way to connect everyone in the world. More than 100 new concert halls have been established in the last 10 years, so there are much more opportunities to perform in everywhere in China. That actually helps a lot for someone becoming a professional pianist.
Superstar pianist Lang Lang, who will be heard in performance later in our program in Beethoven's Emperor Concerto. Next, we have a work from Chinese composer Zhao Jiping, his Concerto for Violin and Orchestra No. 1, featuring violin soloist Ning Feng. Zhao is considered one of the foremost composers in China, unique in establishing a style, an ethos, and a national and cultural spirit that are unquestionably Chinese. He is one of the most active Chinese composers on the international front today. The Concerto for Violin and Orchestra No. 1 was commissioned by the NCPA. Zhao said this about the organization, quote, "Knowing that my work will be performed by the NCPA Orchestra, I feel at ease when I compose. I can give full rein to my imagination, like a painter waving his brush freely. I'm not technically restrained. Every part of the orchestra can do an excellent job and can always bring new surprises in the performance." Here now is the NCPA Orchestra under their artistic director Lui Jia performing Zhao Jiping's Concerto for Violin and Orchestra No. 1 in E flat major with violin soloist Ning Feng.
Thank you. Thank you.
Zhao Jiping's Concerto for Violin and Orchestra No. 1 in E-flat major. The violin soloist you heard was Ning Feng. He was joined by the NCPA Orchestra with conductor Lui Jia. Hi, I'm George Preston, and you're listening to This Week from the National Center for the Performing Arts. Coming up in the second part of our program, we'll hear piano virtuoso Lang Lang with the NCPA Orchestra and Lui Jia in Beethoven's Emperor Concerto No. 5 and Brahms's Schicksalslied, or Song of Destiny. This is the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.
It's always been a great pleasure to work with National Center for the Performing Arts in Beijing since their first New Year concert. It's basically the most important organization in China to perform, and it's one of the most important concert hall and opera halls in the world. So I'm very honored to work with NCPA over the years. And I'm actually even their ambassador for their classical music channel. Recent time, I have a great privilege to get my first music studio in Beijing. And guess where? It's inside of NCPA. And it's really, really beautiful space. And my neighbors are the wonderful artists who create the stage set, the wonderful opera singers who's working with the great directors, their studios. So I have incredible surrounding with great artists around me, plus very good food court. And this is another thing I like to eat, where all the musicians are having those fantastic, authentic Beijing cuisine.
Pianist Lang Lang speaking about his collaboration with the NCPA. Hello and welcome back to This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts. Shortly, we'll hear Lang Lang in Ludwig van Beethoven's Emperor Concerto, plus we'll hear Brahms's Schicksalslied, or Song of Destiny. Composed in 1809, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5, The Emperor, is set in the magical key of E-flat major. The work is a dialogue between the piano soloist and the orchestra, but the piano is the hero of this story. Its combative rhythms, sharp melodies, and boldness make it one of Beethoven's most creative works. We spoke with our soloist Lang Lang about his performance with the NCPA in this work.
The Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 5, it was a wonderful performance, I remember. And Lui Jia, Maestro Lui Jia, he and I, we met way back. We played first concert in Manchester in 2001. You know, we were together from the very beginning of music making. And we always have an incredible chemistry in the music making. Yeah, I really love this orchestra also. This is a very new orchestra, but most of them are kind of has a personal relationship with me because we're all classmates from school, from either Central Conservatory or the Curtis Institute. So I feel very familiar with their style.
Now here is Lui Jia leading the NCPA Orchestra in Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5, The Emperor, with piano soloist Lang Lang.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Great Piano Concerto No. 5 in E-flat Major, The Emperor by Ludwig van Beethoven. The NCPA Orchestra was led by their artistic director, Lui Jia. The piano soloist was Lang Lang. You're listening to This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts. Next, we have Johannes Brahms' Schicksalslied, or Song of Destiny. This powerful work for both chorus and orchestra takes its text from Friedrich Hölderlin's 1798 poem Hyperion's Schicksalslied. It comes in two parts. The first describes the blissful immortality of the gods, and the second part highlights the troubles and trials of humans. Though the text of the poem may end with the poet's despair, Brahms's ending has a hopeful radiance of God's mercy for the tormented mortals. Lui Jia leads the NCPA orchestra and chorus in Brahms's Song of Destiny, Opus 54.
Thank you.
Schicksalslied, or Song of Destiny by Johannes Brahms. You heard the NCPA orchestra and chorus led by Lui Jia. We have time for some more music. It's a symphonic work from Chinese composer Fang Kejie entitled Reba Dance. The work is based on China's Tibetan art form of the same name, which mixes intense dance and drama and folk music of the region. Fang's music elevates it into a beautiful symphonic work that still stays true to the folk roots of this music. Fang Hujie's Reba Dance, based on the Tibetan art form of the same name. That was the Beijing Symphony Orchestra under Tan Lihua, recorded at the NCPA in Beijing. To close out this program, we'll hear The Emperor Waltz, Opus 437 by Johann Strauss Jr. Here now is Lü Jia leading the NCPA Orchestra. Johann Strauss Jr.'s Emperor Waltz, Opus 437. That was the NCPA Orchestra under the direction of Lui Jia, and it brings our program to an end. To learn more about China's National Center for the Performing Arts and this program, visit wfmt.com/ncpa. You can find playlists as well as information on future programs. This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts is produced by Daniel Goldberg, Rebecca Neistat, and Jan Weller. Production assistance is by Maggie Jensen. The executive producers are Jennifer Ho Kwong and George Preston. Special thanks to the media team at the NCPA, including Lu Li, Shi Yingying, Han Jingjing, Fu Jingyi, Tan Lin, and Wei Bohan. And thank you to WFMT's Josh Savageau for his production expertise. Please join us next week as the NCPA presents Strauss's Blue Danube Waltz, Chinese composer Cheng Shigong's enchanting Jiang Chengzi for Peking opera style, and Schubert's Symphony No. 9. I'm your host, George Preston. Thank you for joining us. Stay safe and be well. This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts is distributed by the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.